Welcome to the Mothering Through Childhood Cancer podcast, where we explore mindset strategies to help you navigate your child's cancer journey with confidence. My name is Samara Potter. I'm a pediatric oncologist, certified life coach, and your host. Let's get started. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Mothering Through Childhood Cancer. I know it's been a while, but I'm really excited for this episode, so I'm going to dive into it pretty soon. But first, I want to mention that for anyone who is not in a headspace to be able to deal with something that is a little bit heavier today, you may want to skip this episode, or if you have other people around you that maybe little ears listening that you don't necessarily want to talk to about heavy topics, you again might want to save this for a little bit later time, because we are going to get a little bit heavy today and we are going to talk about some serious topics. And I just wanted to make sure that you all know what's going on. So this episode, I want to talk about what we get wrong about hope. This is a really big and sticking point for me. Something I think is really important is that one of the things that we talk about, or that I've heard people talk about a lot, is this idea that hope can be taken away from you, that you can take hope away from others. And I simply don't believe that that's true. And not only do I not think that that's true, I think it can be really damaging if you think about things this way, because it can really affect how you interact with other people, and especially in the context of dealing with a serious illness or disclosing information that's important or maybe harmful or hurtful or anxiety provoking. I think it's really, really important to understand this concept that hope is not something that can be taken away from you or that you can take away from other people. So, what is hope? Okay, so hope is not one thought. It's an emotional state. It's a yearning to believe. Hope's a feeling that's connected to a thought that you love, but you don't believe yet, right? So this idea of a belief is a thought that you've thought over and over and over again until you believe in it and you think it's true. And a hope is a thought that you really love, that you are trying to hold on to make a belief, but that you just aren't quite there yet with. And I really feel like hope is this emotional state of feeling that yearning, that wanting to believe, but not quite being there. So why can't people take hope away from you? So I think that there's a couple of aspects to this, but the first thing is that this has to do with your thoughts, right? And other people cannot change your thoughts. Nobody can change your thoughts but you. And nobody else is in charge of your feelings but you. And I know that this goes away from what we are taught in popular culture, right? The idea that we hurt other people's feelings or we're somehow responsible for other people's thoughts or feelings and emotions. And I know it feels counterintuitive sometimes, but again, that's the power of thought work. And then the other aspect to this that I think is really important is the fact that we are humans. We are complex and multifaceted, and we have the ability to have many, many thoughts, right? We have something around 60,000 thoughts per day, and that we are capable of holding space for multiple thoughts that give us that feeling, that generate that feeling of hope. So there may be some circumstances that will change whether you really can believe a certain thought. Okay, so that is true, that somebody may say something, or there might be what I call certain circumstances that make certain thoughts, believing certain thoughts, easier or more difficult. So, for example, when a doctor tells a patient that there's no cure for their disease, it can be more difficult for the patient to hope or continue to believe the thought, or try to believe the thought, that they are going to get better. And that makes sense, and that's understandable. But what I want to point out is that different people can have different reactions to that circumstance. They can have different thoughts about it. And some people would say, that doctor doesn't know what they're talking about, I don't believe it, or I'm sure that doctor believes what they're saying, but they don't know my situation. So you can see how it isn't necessarily the circumstance, right? The fact of the doctor said this that makes the thought happen. It has to do with the person who is having the thought about the situation. So why am I talking about this? Why am I going on about the importance of acknowledging that nobody else can take hope away from you, and then you can also not take away hope from other people? Because I've seen so many people in emotional pain over hope, or the fear of hope being taken away. And it's not just parents. Doctors and other caregivers often carry this belief too. And I've seen doctors be afraid to talk to people about certain situations because they are worried that they will lose hope. And I've seen parents not want to disclose things to their kids because they are worried about taking away hope. And I have seen children not wanting to express their true desires to their parents because they're worried their parents will lose hope. So I've just seen so much emotional pain over this idea that is, I think, fully ingrained in our society, but not necessarily rooted in truth, that I wanted to bring it to your attention to make sure that you are really thinking about how this impacts you and your situation and the way that you interact with your child and with your family members while you're going through your child's cancer journey. And I get that this can all be incredibly difficult to navigate. And I want you to know that I've seen many families go through this, and I believe that there's always a place for hope in every family's journey, even when we cannot cure a child's cancer. So with that, I wanted to end this podcast with a list of things that I hope for all children, regardless of their situation. So I hope every child gets to enjoy this one precious life. I hope that every child knows the warmth of true comfort. And I hope that every child feels deeply loved. Okay, until next time, friends. Hey, if you've enjoyed this podcast and want to learn more, check out my website at www.motheringthrough.com. It's the best place to go to find more resources on mindset coaching for moms of kids with cancer. It's also where you can sign up for a free discovery call with me, where we chat, no pressure, about whether coaching is right for you. See you there.